to healthradio.fm. I am your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I have on the line with me today Adam Hart, who is an author, and he's a guru of gluten-free everything. Adam, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Now, your website, just so our viewers, our listeners can chime in, it's powerofffood.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And tell us a bit about your background and how you got involved in gluten-free, Adam.
Yeah, well, I was very unhealthy when I was 26. I'm 41 now, but I was pre-diabetic. I was about 40, 50 pounds heavier than I am now. I had what was called fresh fruit syndrome, which is food allergies to apples, peaches, pears, plums, carrots, celery, all different mixed nuts, suffering with depression, anxiety. I was a smoker. I had asthma. I had ADHD. So I had a whole host of health issues. And went through a big life transformation, and through that process discovered food as my main healing source, and that's how I kind of discovered the gluten-free diet.
How did you discover you were allergic to all these things? Was it something that you did on your own as a journey? Did you work with a naturopath doctor? How did you figure it out?
Well, you know, back in the day, I was working with a lot of doctors because I was very unhealthy at a very young age. And the food allergies kind of just came about on its own. You know, next thing I knew, I was having trouble eating some of my favorite foods. You know, I wasn't a big fruit and veggie eater back then. It was mostly processed food. But when I would eat, a little bit of certain nuts, mixed nuts, hazelnut was the number one for me that really triggered an anaphylactic reaction once when I was in my early 20s. And it was from that moment on that I really realized that things were incredibly wrong with my immune system, and I needed to discover some ways to take care of myself because the traditional styles of healing weren't working for me.
So anaphylactic with the nuts, what would happen when you had the different fruits and veggies that were bothering you?
Definitely sensitivities, lots of mouth, tongue tingling, weird sensations, some pretty bad fatigue, and it took me a long time to understand. I have no more food allergies. It took me a while to understand what was causing the immune response and how to really go about improving and repairing my immune system so I didn't have that response anymore. And I eventually created a business about how to share this information with others. But it was a journey of self-discovery and really connecting back to the true nature of how I was feeling and why I was feeling that way.
So it wasn't something that happened overnight, and I think that's true for everybody, myself included. Mm-hmm. I think the problem with all of us is that we live with pain or discomfort or anxiety or depression, and we just say that, that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
And your scenario, your personal scenario becomes sort of, that's just the way that I am. And if you don't look out of the box, we continue to live, suffer in silence. I mean, some people say, I think in my family, when I eat food, I get a tummy ache. And my mom gets a tummy ache, and I know that my grandmother did as well. And that's just the way it is in my family, when in fact, it's just not normal. And so clearly something's impacting people. So what do you suggest for people if they are, they're on medication for their anxiety, they are, smokers because that, it soothes their anxiety. How do they begin the process of looking sort of from the outside in at themselves when they've lived in this scenario for so long?
Yeah. At first it may not seem to be the easiest thing to do because we tend to define ourselves with labels and put ourselves in these packages and boxes and at some point just say, okay, well, that is just how it is, and that's how I'm going to live. But, you do get to a point where it becomes a little bit unbearable. And there are, the exciting part is there are ways to break free of that. For me, the number one thing that I did was begin to control my blood sugar. That was kind of my escape. My mind was constantly directed towards negative thoughts and putting myself down and really distracted all the time from my own ability to heal and become abundant. And when I started to control my blood sugar by adding in certain key plant-based foods, everything changed. And it was really a matter of getting off the dieting yo-yo, which for most of us, everyone knows somebody who's been on a diet, and the results are very much the same. And it's a restrictive process that we go through to get healthier in a lot of ways. And when I stopped restricting myself and allowed myself to feel the way I was feeling and to do have the habits I had, but start to bring some things in of value, it changed everything. And the blood sugar for me, when I got that under control, my mind became so much more supportive of my healing process.
Now, isn't it funny? And you and I can say this now because we're older and we're not in our 20s anymore, but if we look back to our 20s and we talk about dieting, and for us, dieting meant, you know, all fats are out, and oh, look at Twizzlers are low in fat, therefore I can add to my diet. And it's just, it's absolutely crazy the way I think we diet younger. Mm-hmm. But there's so much education out there. And I look at the cover of your book, Adam, The Power of Food, and you have this big, fat, beautiful avocado. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, avocados are so high in fat. But if they understand how healthy fats work and support minerals and vitamins in your body, we look at food very differently. So tell us, you know, you also have a menu system as well. But tell us about some typical foods that you eat on a daily basis that people would be surprised you could eat.
Yeah, well, you know, I do hundreds of presentations every year. And pretty much the number one thing that comes up, a lot of questions of where do you get your protein from, where is your calcium coming from if you're not eating meat, if you're not eating dairy. But the calorie discussion is always one that I find fun to chat about, because I used to be a calorie counter, and I understand that process of wanting to make sure you're not doing too much. And, you know, the key part of this is that there are really two types of calories. There's the processed type that will convert into sugar and stores fat, and then there's the living calories, which does convert into sugar at some point, but they're alive, they're living, they're actually going to be used by the body to perform all the amazing, wonderful functions that the body does. And for me, that's essentially the plant-based world, where these foods are alive, they're grown in the ground, they have vibrant energy, all those vitamins, all the minerals, all those amazing, the key nutrients, the fats, the proteins, carbohydrates. The number one food for me that I've been using for now over 15 years as my blood stabilizer and real solid energy source is hemp seeds. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, they're Canadian grown, which is fantastic,
right,
you know, for us in Canada. And they're easy to use, and they taste great. So, I mean, that's really the number one food that I eat on a daily basis. But, you know, it's really based on nuts, seeds, grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables as much as I possibly can. And, it does the trick.
I think a lot of people don't realize, and I know my son, who's a hockey player, gets annoyed. He comes, you know, jumps in the car, and I grab a handful of hemp seeds and I shove in his mouth, because it is the quickest digestible protein, which is what you need after a you know, significant workout.
Yes.
Let's talk about inflammation. I am in my 40s, and I had two pregnancies back-to-back, 10 and 9 years ago, and I suffer from inflammation for sure, for a number of reasons. So I'm really big on, one of the things you list is ginger, and I make my own kombucha tea, which I'm a big fan of now.
Awesome.
And ginger is my anti-inflammatory. But let's talk about what inflammation is and how 5 different foods you've listed can inhibit the inflammation.
Yeah, well, you know, I share this in a lot of my events. I stare at the audience and the crowd, and I let everyone know. I said, you know, every one of us, even myself, we all live with inflammation within us. It's all a matter of how do we manage that inflammation before it grows into the cancer and the diabetes and the heart disease and, you know, all those debilitating diseases. And we know where we're at if we're willing to recognize the symptoms we're experiencing, the fatigue, the lack of sleep, the cravings. And really, in the end, it all comes down to preventing what is down the road for a lot of us. Inflammation is really the key. And that, you know, the gluten part of this is really important, because that's a main contributor to inflammation. And managing that through, obviously, lifestyle, stress reduction techniques, meditation, yoga, all those sorts of things. But diet cannot be left out of that equation. And incorporating, like you mentioned, ginger and turmeric and, you know, cinnamon and all the healthy oils, the great hemp and chia oils and flax oils. And there's so many opportunities for us to use plant-based foods to help manage some of what is really causing us the issues that we're facing, where we don't have to give up our lifestyles to do it.
Now, you talk about sugar and, you know, pre-diabetic. I'm not sure if you ever became, did you ever become diabetic?
No.
you were able to avoid it. Good for you.
Yeah, I changed my course. Pretty much when I walked out of my doctor's office, he gave me the prescription for Lipitor for high cholesterol.
Great.
And I kind of took that as my big slap in the face and changed direction pretty quick.
It's huge. You know what? I come from a family of type 2 diabetes to the point of amputations of great aunt and uncle's legs. My dad, knew it was inevitable if he didn't diet properly, and sure enough, he's type 2 diabetic, insulin-based, my uncle's insulin-based, and so I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in gluten-free for a number of years, as we had talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. One of my big beefs about the gluten-free industry is that there's not any labeling police that go out there to make sure that what people are saying are true.
Sure.
We read in the paper recently, over the last 6 months, that there was a bakery who wasn't even using gluten-free products. And you know what? It's all about making a buck for some people. But at the end of the day, it truly impacts a person's life who is spending the time and energy to become gluten-free.
Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations for people when they're looking for products, or are you strictly more about making your own foods?
Well, ideally you're able to get in your own kitchen and really have that reconnect your relationship to food. I think that's the true healing power comes from that. But I understand that that's not always the first step for people. You know, for myself, the first thing I remember going to grab when I was thinking about getting healthier were what are called vegetable thins, the crackers. I think they're I know now they're one of the most unhealthy crackers, but they said everything that I wanted them to say on the box, 100% whole grain, all vegetable thins. So, I thought I was eating something healthy. Same with the gluten-free industry. I think it's predicted to be over $6 billion industry in the next few years.
Right.
And there's a reason why that's happening, and people are really concerned about how they're feeling. But yeah, it is unfortunate that a lot of what's available is not the healthiest option for us to be eating. Yes, it's gluten-free, but it's still heavily processed and will spike your insulin and cause inflammation and, not really do much for you. So ideally, yeah, you do your own thing. But what I do recommend is if the first step is going out to buy gluten-free products, do a little research. Just maybe take a couple pictures with your phone as you walk around the grocery store, go home, research the companies that are producing those products. And if it's a company that's coming from a place of integrity, then you can feel happy about feeding yourself and your family that. And if it's coming from one of those big multinational corporations that you know isn't going to be feeding you the right ingredients, then maybe avoid it.
And I guess the other thing about gluten-free is you'll hear people say, like gluten-free, it tastes really good. And I'm like, but if you look at what you're eating a chocolate fudge brownie with like a pound of butter and a ton of sugar, of course it tastes good.
Yeah.
They've just gotten around what they've used as a flour-based. And so part of what you talk about on Power of Food as well is healthy sugar substitutes, which I think is huge in gluten-free eating, because there are a number of products, if they're already prepackaged and made, that are extremely high in processed ingredients and certainly high in sugar. So what do you recommend is some healthy sugar substitutes?
Well, that's great that you mentioned that. That's actually the next book that I have coming out. It won't be out for about a year or so, but I just signed my contract last week. And
good for you.
Yeah, it's all based on this world of sugar, because I think there's a big backlash against sugar, and I don't know if it's rightfully so, for sure on the processed side, but there's a lot of beautiful sugar alternatives that are available to us that one, just knowing that they're available and that they're healthy, and two, how do you find creative ways to use them? In our house, we do a lot with honey, we do a lot with maple syrup, but there's others that have been entering my world over the last few years that I know aren't mainstream, but are easy to find. One is, I'm not sure, I know you're familiar most likely with the goji berry.
Yes.
Goji berry is a very, very powerful polysaccharide, which is a long-chain sugar, which feeds the immune system. It actually strengthens your immune system. What I've been doing with the goji berry is grinding it up and dehydrating it, turning it into a powder. I know for most that's a step that might be a little bit too beyond where we're at, but for me that's become my, one of my main table sugars. And at the same time that I'm using it, I'm feeding my immune system. So, once we go down this path of wanting to nourish ourselves and our family, it's amazing what starts to open up for us to be able to incorporate into our sweet tooth, for sure.
And for me, I always trick my kids with figs and dates as well, and I make bars. They may not, it's not a chocolate bar by any means, and they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, listen, I'm helping you. If you know all of your grandparents have had cancer, mm-hmm. and you know that some of them have had cancer twice, and you know that my grandparents have all died of cancer, you know that your favorite uncle has cancer right now, isn't it? Because they're smart, and all kids are smart.
Yeah.
If you explain things to them logically, why you're trying to make them eat things that they wouldn't normally eat,
yes.
you know they have a better chance of embracing it.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, do you have kids as well?
I have a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, I'm right in it.
When they get to my kids' age, which is 9 and 10, I think if you include them in the process of making mm-hmm. their power shake and allowing them a choice of things to put in, it becomes more fun and creative, and this, you know, the spinach or the kale of their drink doesn't look or taste as nasty as it maybe did when mom made it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kids, if you start kids at a young age, they'll avoid doing, you know, what you and I did in our 20s, which is load up on pizza, and,
yeah.
you know, and drinking and beer and the partying and the maybe smoking and whatever else,
mm-hmm.
and maybe value our bodies a lot more. How do you feel about the way things are going in the world today? I mean, I'm terrified that my children are going to be faced with, you know, even organic food isn't going to be organic as far as I'm concerned. What is your thoughts for the future for health and wellness?
Yeah, you know, I feel fortunate. I feel I'm on the front lines of the movement and the real growth in consciousness. People are really, especially in North America, I think there's a real desire to not be tired anymore. It's been a long road for a lot of people with their health, and they've relied on other people to kind of guide them to what might be the solution for themselves. But I think that train is over. I think people are really fed up with not getting results from listening to everybody else. And there's this growth in starting to listen to our own natural ability to heal. And I think that there's a strong movement in that in our future. It's just a matter of having more people step up when they have that self-experience, that self-revelation of, oh, wow, I can do this, and I am doing this. And giving people tools and abilities to then share that with others. And there's a lot more of that happening right now, especially with the internet and the growth of shareable information. We're seeing more and more people step up and find themselves in that role of sharing this valuable information.
Absolutely. Tell us quickly about your menu planning. Is it menu planning on your website?
Yeah, well, I have a great breakfast program. It's called the Breakfast Reboot. It's a 14-day plan, all video-based, gives you all these great, amazing, fun, gluten-free recipes that just make it easy for us to start our day in the nutrient-rich way that we should, that, you know, it's easy and fun to do.
Fantastic. So your website, again, is powerofffood.com. Your book can be bought where?
The book is available everywhere. I also have a line of food products that's out in grocery stores. That's called Raw Energy Foods. It's RA Energy Foods, and that's raenergyfoods.com. You can check that out as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on our show, Adam. It's been fantastic. We'll have you on again very soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.